La fata illa lila, saifa illa dhulfaqar. La fata illa lila, saifa illa dhulfaqar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we're going to be looking at hadith number 14 from the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he is going to describe for us the true worth of one's actions. Now we know that when we perform any action as a believer, whether it be our praying, our fasting, going for pilgrimage, giving in charity, kindness to one's family members, to one's community members, that all of these actions have an outer and an inner dimension, as we will see in this tradition. And what we will understand is that in order for any of our actions to be of any worth, of any benefit, they have to have that dual component has to come together. The outer and the inner action have to be in constant check and awareness, and they both have to be going down the same path. And this is something which we see within many verses of the Quran that speak about this topic, and many of also the hadith, the traditions of the 14 infallibles. Today in the hadith that we have from a commander of the faithful is a saying, is a statement which he mentioned to one of his famous companions, Kumail ibn Ziyad. Again, we've mentioned Kumail's name in previous discussions. He is the same individual from whom we get this very famous supplication, the supplication of Kumail that we recite every Thursday night. So what does the Imam tell Kumail? He says the following: O Kumail, know that it is not important whether you pray and fast and give in charity in the way of God. Rather, what is important is that your prayers and all other actions are performed with a pure heart, and that all of your actions are performed correctly in the presence of God, and that all of your actions are blended with humility and humbleness. Now, what we understand from the commentary of this tradition is that every act that a human being performs, every act of worship that a human performs, every act of submission and humbleness to the Creator has two aspects to it. You have the outer aspect and you have the inner aspect. The outer aspect is what we call the body of the action, and the inner aspect is the soul, is the crux of that particular action. So if you take, for example, the Salat, the five daily prayers that Muslims pray on a regular basis, five times a day, the outer form is the actions that anybody can see. It is the performance of the wudu, the purification to get ready for the action. It is the saying of the Takbiratul Ihram, saying Allahu Akbar. It is the recitation, the act of the ruku, of the sajda, of the qunut. All of these actions make up the outer form of the prayers. But we know for a fact that the outer form is only one aspect of it, because at every stage of the prayer, there's also something to recite. There is a dhikr or some form of glorification to recite, where we glorify and praise and extol Allah, the Creator. So you have the body and you have the spirit. But in addition to the recitations, which is a part of the spirit, you have the concept of the intention, the why you're doing a particular action. And so a person could be doing the outer form, doing the actions, and maybe even the inner form, which is the recitation, but they don't have a proper intention. They're not doing it for the sake of God. They're doing it because they are forced to by their parents, or they're living in a society where they're expected to do certain acts, certain ritualistic acts of the religion. These people who are forced and compelled and who are not doing them on their own volition, yes, they're doing the outward action, but inwardly they're still missing that true aspect of why they are doing that particular act of worship. So they may be bowing and going into prostration and making the daily prayers as the outward form, but the inner form still is not there because they have not cultivated that within themselves. And so it is really a hollow action. It is an act which is being done, an act which is being performed, but not for the true purpose and the pleasure as the commander of the faithful has mentioned in this tradition. And so therefore we see, he tells Kumail that it doesn't matter if you're praying and you're fasting and you're giving charity in the way of Allah. Yes, obviously these are important actions. We don't want to say that they're not important or they're insignificant. They are very important. But as the commander of the faithful tells us in this tradition, as he's speaking to Kumail, he says, rather, all of these actions that you do have to be performed with a pure heart. Why are you doing them? Are you doing them again to show off, to boast, to brag to people? Or are you doing them truly for the sake that these are things which you enjoy to do, to thank the Creator, to praise the Creator through all of these actions? He also says that not only do your actions have to be performed with a pure heart, but they need to be performed correctly in the sight of Allah. So we have to make sure that every act that we perform, and every act of worship that we perform, is done in the correct manner that Allah has instructed us to perform them. And this is actually, obviously, how we perform these actions is how the Messenger of Allah performed them, and how he taught his family and how he taught his respectable companions to perform these acts of worship. So we follow their tradition in the performance of the acts of worship. And as the commander then ends off the tradition, he says that ensure that in addition to these two aspects, that you perform your acts of worship with humility and humbleness. Again, this goes back to the soul of the matter, that it's not important to pray. Many millions of people pray, but do they do so with humbleness, with humility, with that sense of being insignificant creatures in the sight of Allah? If a person is praying, but they have arrogance, they have pride, they have this idea that they need to show off to the people, well, again, their actions then are devoid of the kernel, of the core. It is just an outer aspect of the act of worship that they're doing. And so as we go through life, whether it be the praying, the fasting, going for the pilgrimage, giving in charity, or any of the other acts of worship that we have within our religion, we need to make sure that we have both the outer and the inner running parallel alongside one another. It's important to do the physical actions, but what is more important than the physical actions is to ensure the spirit behind the actions is there, the intention behind the actions is there. And if we're able to combine both of these, merge them both together, both of these are synchronized with one another, then we will see that we will actually enjoy the benefits and enjoy these acts of worship that we're performing, and that we will see a change in our character, in our demeanor, and hopefully also we will see a reciprocation from those around us, that they will notice that we are better human beings, better believers, and that we will also receive the benefits of being within a society of people who are all following this path and who are all treading the path to ensure that their outer and their inner core are one and the same. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.